Hello and good evening. It is Saturday night, August 30th, 2013. Tonight is Saturday night on the Lightship, which is going to be fabulous. But in addition, we have a lot of information and more healings for you all. So welcome everyone to our show this evening. I want to make a couple of announcements before we get started. For the month of September, as always, Ron is hosting our 3 8-hour calls where we get to be on Creation Lightship for 8 hours and experience healings. And those dates are the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th of September. They start at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time each day and run for 8 hours. And it's actually kicked off on September 14th, which is a Saturday, and there's a 4-hour call where, in addition to being on the Lightship and receiving healings, we can all charge 7 containers of water to last us through that whole coming week and add to our healing and increase our healing. And before we start our show tonight, if everyone would please open up the picture of the Creation Lightship being either on the BBS page, or you can go to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com, and on the opening page you'll see a lovely picture of a light being. You can bring that up, enlarge it on your screen, and Ron will activate that for us with peace energy that will last throughout this entire show. And now I'll welcome Ron to come on. Hello, Ron.
Yeah, hi. So let's energize the light being with peace energy. So here we go, everybody. Just bring it up on your screen. You feel the body change as it has peace coming into it, along with the energy around you in your room. And if you have any, maybe dogs or cats, a lot of times they like coming over to you during this process. So it's quite interesting to have emails sent to me and people talking about how their animals love to have the peace energy. Here we go. So energizing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do it one more time for everybody. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So oddly enough, today's the last day of the month. So that means that today at midnight, as it turns into September on the 1st, today will be dead. So we've only got a few hours of life here. Now, if you're back east, you know, then you're looking at a couple of hours. For me, it's a little bit more. So our death process here for today, depending where you are, is you know, it's coming to a close. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. And in the past, it's interesting because we have an email kind of on an interesting subject that's related there. But in the past, we have cleared actual dates. And do you feel that August 31st, 2013 is perhaps a date we should clear for all of us?
Yeah, I'll do a clearing on this day because this day contains all the energies in August and all the timelines in August, because this is a culmination of what's happened this month. So let's see if we can clear that out, and we'll see if people feel different. And here we go. So clearing today, which may be, you know, remember, the day before brought you to this day and the day before that. So you may be on timelines with the heading of August, so 2013. So let's get off those timelines and just see what happens here, see if you feel different. So here you go, clearing that energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So since we're doing that, let's go back and we'll clear the previous month, which would be July.
July.
Okay, I had to think on that one. long ways away. So it's 3rd of July. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, if you felt a change from what we just got through doing, then that means that you may want to timeline crash those particular months or days in that month, because it may still be hanging on to you coming into the new month, which will be September. Remember, the past creates your present. So if you, you know, have some traumas back then, and you're bringing, being brought forth by the energies around you, or even by yourself, then you may want to do a timeline crash to get yourself out of that situation. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So just see how just that clearing relates to you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you so much. That I felt something released for me. So as always, we greatly appreciate all these samples you do for us. And I have a question. We've talked about this before in regard to the dates, and of course the timeline crashing is very, very valuable. What about the natal barcode clearing, Ron? Is that helpful to keep putting dates in?
Oh yeah,
and clear them.
Oh yeah, definitely. You want to do that on that particular page too.
Right, because I know I've cleared all the months, like just gone through all 12 months, all the four seasons. But I guess if a certain date affects you, you could just do that as in addition, put the specific day in.
Yeah, that's true. That would be like a keyword. So the day would be like a keyword where it's always going to connect to you and maybe cause traumas your way. It might keep recycling. There might be a day of the month that you kind of dread. Maybe you dread the 15th of the month. And so, you know, maybe that's when one of your bills are due. And you dread it because, you know, you not have to pay for what you have maybe borrowed, in a sense, or used on a credit card, and now that bill comes due then. Maybe you dread the first, maybe if your rent is due on that day or something like that. So all of a sudden you're setting yourself up for negativity because you're going on to that dread timeline. So you want to clean it out, and if you get rid of the date itself, very possibly you might feel better. So you may want to go back, like if this affects you, go back to the first part of January and clear that day and go to February. That's on the natal chart clearing. And remember, the natal chart is different because you put in things that are keywords and key days, key times, and numbers, along with, you know, things that kind of happen to you. But it's mainly tracking information that they're using to keep tabs on you. And so naturally, by having certain numbers, that's how they're doing that. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And just for my own testimonial, I cleared a date, and it was it's July, that I didn't put in a specific year, but it wasn't this current year. But I had two close family members die on the same date. And every year, not just me, but my whole family would kind of re-mourn, oh, this horrible day. And, you know, it went last year, I remember kind of remembering, but not really feeling anything. And this year, I totally forgot about it. So that's my testimonial. People are wondering, you know, if doing the natal barcode clearing helps or not. For me to totally forget something that has been this big issue in my family for like 30 years, I totally forgot about it.
So that's very good because, remember, those are probably pre-programmed in you automatically. So, and the dark side, you know, has situations set up for you on certain dates. And those dates, if you don't in the present moment, then you're on that roller coaster ride for those dates, and they normally will be pretty accurate. So by doing that clearing, you can get off of the tracking information and barcodes. So that's kind of why you want to do that clearing to get yourself released. So that's
really important. Right, and if I could just add to that, I remember reading that a long time ago, something new age that, when a date like that comes up and something strikes you emotional or you have a memory, you need to honor that date, you know, and really relive what happened to you and go in it and feel it again and honor that feeling. And I see now what sabotage that is, that new age, I guess, new age something connected to ET healings that I am sadly familiar with, was just trying to keep me in an emotional state and being on that roller coaster of repeating. I only share my personal experiences because I don't think I'm the only one that has had that happen to them.
Yeah, that can be pretty bad. I've talked to a lot of people who've been connected to alien, I guess the word would be channelings and stuff, and they finally kind of figure out that it's not really doing any good for them. And then they wonder why weird things are happening in their life. And then they start wondering who that person was, and they look nice. Maybe it's a lady who looked very beautiful, you know? And maybe you're a man and you got attracted to her by her energy, and now they're doing, or she was doing this stuff, and sort of like kind of fell in love with the lady and also what she was saying, being mesmerized. And then all of a sudden, you go, wow, what was she really hooked up to, you know, maybe a year later or so, because, you know, things are happening to you which you really don't like happening. Maybe you start seeing more aliens or feeling their energies come into you. So that's kind of what people deal with when you get hooked up. Remember, you start looking around, and lo and behold, it'll probably get you. You know, and most people don't realize that the aliens out there that you don't see are the ones that are going to get you. That's probably, you know, maybe 1,000 times more than what you physically see. So you have people talking about seeing ships. So I would say most of the ships that people actually physically see are, you know, like I say, probably the government ships and stuff that they reverse engineer and they're just flying around having a good time. And the other ones could be extraterrestrial. Or maybe you're at a location to where you see things come out of the ground all the time, and it looks like it's really bizarre things. And this could be holograms being produced, you know, by, you know, transmissions from the beyond, too, and also maybe from here. So the whole thing is, you know, what are you doing to yourself? And like I say, curiosity will kill the cat. And, you know, how many lives do you have? So that's the whole process, is what are you doing to yourself? If you get hooked up to something that you don't understand, and then later on you realize that, you know, what's that song from Three Dog Night? It started off with, like, you know, Mother Told Me Not to Come or something like that. I forgot what the song is, but that was part of the lyrics. Then we got the song Hotel California, naturally, but you're already here with that one. But, you know, the whole thing is, you know, try not to get hooked up to something that you know nothing about just because you're intrigued by it. You know, you need to keep your free will, free choice, and so that's not trampled upon. But you can give it away very easily. And I was doing a clearing or going down to the tunnels quite a while ago, maybe a couple years ago or so. I may have mentioned this, but came upon an alien race who had humans there. This is not uncommon, and they had them strapped down to a table, the ones that I saw, you know, probably maybe 50 of them, and they're going to do some experimentation on them and genetic engineering. I said, you guys can't do this. They go, well, we bought these. These people are clones. That's what we were told. We're going to be experimenting with them to see what we can do. It's just much like they did probably in World War II with the Nazis, you know. And I won't go into all that stuff, but you all know about it. And what was it? Mengele, I think, was the guy who did that. I don't know if he's still living or not. He might be out on some timelines, you know. But aside from that, that's what they were doing for whatever reason. And so these aliens are doing a very similar thing. Maybe they're trying to make a better life form than what they had. But so you can't just deal with humans. And they go, well, we bought these beings here, you know, these bodies, and they're clones. I go, no, these are real humans. And they said, oh, and they kind of like felt like they like completely like flabbergasted because they would not deal with humans. So at that point, we got them out of there and they just took off. They weren't really doing anything wrong if it was like a clone or something, but they didn't want to, you know, dissect and experiment with an actual human. So that's kind of one of those things. But anyway, I guess I'll just turn it back over to you, Ann.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, Ron. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you sharing all this wonderful information for us. I was thinking that, you know, before we moved on too much, we were talking about the dates, et cetera, and the seasons, and you mentioned fall, and a couple of people made comments about the fall that the leaves are going to change and that someone said, and I don't know where she is, but that the leaves are already starting to change. And so I thought perhaps could we do a clearing of just the word fall for everybody so maybe there'll be a less of a charge about that season changing for them.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just see. And, you know, it could be a new timeline coming in also that was created and, you know, the plants could be seeing something different. You know, but anyway, let's just do a clearing for that. Or fall. Interesting, they use that word fall.
Right. Maybe we should clear autumn as well, but you're right. Most people say fall.
Yeah.
And yeah. Ooh.
Here we go. Now, releasing that energy for the word fall. So, pretty simple, F-A-L-L. F-all. Anyway, F-all. Okay, here we go. So we'll clear the F. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We'll clear the A. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And the L. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what other word is out there that would be fall?
Well, autumn.
Oh, yeah, but the same word, the same, is there any other spelling of the word? Maybe we got
foul.
Yeah, yeah, I was thinking foul, but, you know, you could say that, you know.
Interesting that we send our children and young people back to school to get into their mind energy in the fall.
Okay.
Right? So it's a fall time, and many people, especially children, are probably happy and heart-centered in the summer, right, because they're outside a lot and they're playing and they're in nature. And then the fall would be back to school and the intellect.
Okay. So here we go. Yeah. So 1, clearing that. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay.
Well, that felt wonderful for me, Ron, and I am not going back to school in the fall. So
okay.
Thank you so much. Wow, this show's going quickly, but we have some wonderful emails tonight, Ron. So did you want to say more about that, or shall we move on to our emails?
Yes, we can do that, sure.
Okay, we wanted to really focus on, you know, all the wonderful healings that people can access through you and Creation Lightship tonight. And this email really kind of hits that right on the nose, I think. We know that people on Earth become sick and die, but this is still shocking to us. Why? Why are we shocked about death? Let me see. It's kind of long here because of light and death. Anyway, if I thought a really interesting question. It's not just shocking. It's shocking and upsetting and, you know, our own death and other people's. Yet it happens every day. And we're born knowing we're not going to be here forever. And why is it such a huge and sad and shocking event here on Earth?
Yeah, okay, well, our spirit doesn't die. May get contaminated, but it doesn't die. And so from the spirit standpoint, it would be a shock. So your spirit doesn't consider, you know, sickness, death as its main truth because it's eternal. So, you know, it's living in true light, in the light realms, maybe not here, but other places. And so death doesn't even occur to your spirit. I'm sure, you know, I'm thinking of young people. You know, that's probably why they, enlist people in the services, you know, at a young age because they have no fear of death. When you get somebody who's older, you know, they may not wish to do that, you know. So, you know, young people, you know, just seem to be like they think they're invincible. They can do many, many things. And the ones that do more things to cause their body harm will realize that as they get older. So, you know, our spirit knows that we are eternal. The body, you know, does, you know, take a toll whatever you're doing, you know. I've seen people that have been in sports a lot, that maybe even you listening. So you're in high school or something, or junior high, and all of a sudden you get on some, you know, team to, you know, play sports with other groups, other schools or something, and maybe you get yourself hurt. And you think that what you're doing is you know, a great thing to do at that moment, not knowing what the consequences are in the future. So it's pretty sad, but older people may not do what you were doing. You know, probably because they have seen people doing what you're doing, and they won't do it. You know, they go, oh, you know, kind of, I see that, and they've done that or something, or didn't do that, but I see the consequences. But young people will think they can live forever until they get older, or they have a problem, you know, where they have a lot of deaths in their family as they're growing up. But I think most people are probably shocked, maybe between the age of maybe 20 to 30, when maybe their parents start getting ill, or maybe one of their grandparents die. So, you know, then they go, wow, you know, that's really sad. They're here, no longer are they here. And then they kind of realize that, yeah, death is real. And until people go through that experience of having somebody that's close to you, you know, basically have the body die, then at that point they realize that, yeah, you know, that's a problem. So we do have programmed codes in us, and that's why we do the death barcode clearing. And, you know, we're probably dying mainly because of the aliens that have done things to us. You know, so they take away some of our original body parts and give us alien clone parts, and they do other things. Remember, we have death barcodes put on us, tracking barcodes and all these things. And they want to get you out of here. So that's why you have a soul family. That's the main thing, to get rid of your soul family. That's the way you get tracked, too. That's why we talked about the natal clearing initially, to get rid of these things that you bring into your life just by being connected to a name or a number. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And I always am so happy for myself, too, and everyone, that when you mention that soul family clearing, because it's very powerful. It's so worth doing and updating every once in a while, in case any of the people from your soul family try to connect to you or cord you again, you know, even after you've cleared them. And there's also even a billboard clearing piece to the soul family clearing. So that's worth it for everyone to look into that, because that can really fix us, right, Ron, with some diseases and cording and all sorts of things.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
It's just a wonderful healing. I try to run that all the time, and I just made a note to myself to run it again tomorrow. So thank you so much for that. Okay, do we want to talk? I guess you really cleared up about our spirit isn't. I guess what came to my mind is when you were talking about the spirit and being shocked about death. Does the spirit kind of go along in our lives oblivious, and then it connects to the brain in our bodies or the mind of our bodies and says, "Wait a minute, you know, what is this talk of death and why are we dying? Is that what happens? Like the spirit is kind of shocked."
I would think that it would be if you're a little more conscious and you're living more in the moment. That might be, you know, a shock to you, you know, as your spirit is connecting to life here. Remember, the physical body is here and the spirit's going along for the ride. And it may not judge your condition, but it will get contaminated. So I would say that it'll start to lose its light energy. And that's because the dark side of it has sucked it out. Now all of a sudden you become less light. That's why when people see somebody who's about ready to die, you can look at them and you'll normally see, like, you know, the spirit outside of the body or a glow outside of the body because the spirit's leaving or has left. That's one quick way to find out if someone's going to be dying or not. You just see if the spirit's out of the body or not. And normally, you know, if somebody's has a situation going on and maybe they're hospitalized or something, or they're on their last, maybe last week or two of life, that spirit will be out of the body. I don't think the spirit ever wants to be in the body when the body stops working, when the heart stops. I think it's always out before that happens. So that's kind of the way it works. And sometimes you can actually go to a person who's in that situation of, you know, almost dying, and you can tap the body, and their eyes, you know, if they're looking, maybe they're just staring at something, will look all glossed over, like they're drugged out completely, you know, lifeless, and then you touch them and shock the body, and all of a sudden they'll get life into their body back again. Body might jerk, and you're going to see their eyes kind of looking normal again, as much as they could be anyway, and then it'll eventually leave. So, remember, the spirit doesn't want to deal with pain and situations, so it has to leave. And all those the pain and stuff is from judgment. So it doesn't want to experience any type of judgment, which would be duality like pain would be. So, back to you, Ann.
Could you talk, and I know you have before, Ron, but could you talk a little bit about what should be happening for our spirits if we weren't trapped here? We'd be in a different environment, perhaps on another planet, and we wouldn't go through this death thing. Can you shed a little light on, you know, what happens to a spirit that successfully, you know, is created and then successfully goes forward in its life and has good experiences?
Yeah, normally the way it's supposed to be, your spirit creates a life form, gets the blueprint and comes into it. Here, somehow, the body is created. And then from there, the spirit comes into it. So at that point, both situations, incarnations would look identical to the spirit. But all of a sudden here, the spirit finds out that the natal chart's controlling you, and it's just going along for the ride because it's right there in the front seat with you as you're driving along. You see, it's in the passenger seat, and then you yourself are doing things. The spirit is there to help out and to use its creativity to help you. Well, eventually, you know, as you get older, you know, maybe you get 10 years of age or something, your spirit now is probably in the back seat or in the very back of the bus because, you know, you're not talking, communicating. It tries to come forward, but, you know, you're already stuck with mind energy and all these forward. So it's there kind of like hanging in, and its job is to be in the body, and it's probably being ignored all the time. And it's probably living a pretty boring incarnation. That's why you have to command it to do things. I guess initially, you know, if you're younger, you do it automatically. You know, this person, oh boy, you'll be doing this. That's great. You know, oh boy, doing that. And then as you get older, you know, you switch into the body, and your poor spirit doesn't get connected with. Well, that's kind of the way I perceive it. So in the land of light, you have a body that's energized by the spirit, the blueprint, and it keeps going along until it decides somehow when it wants to leave. You know, or maybe it's on a planet where maybe it's a bird flying around, and it happens to see maybe a butterfly, and it goes, oh, I want to be a butterfly. So it just drops the blueprint of the bird, manifests, creates a butterfly, and now it's a butterfly. And there's no trauma and everything else. They all live on life force energy, so nothing gets eaten. And all of a sudden, you know, it just lives a life of whatever it's doing. And there's no judgment. There's no trauma brought back to it where it has to get cleaned off. Where here, the dark side has to clean you off. That's your past life review. And you go through all the stuff, all the heartaches, that wants to be visited again, you know, to get this stuff out of your spirit. So you're going through it the second time as the aliens take all the stuff off of you. And, you know, in the process of having it taken off, they're enjoying it because now they got it the second time around. And then eventually your spirit gets cleaned off of all the density. So that sponge gets clean, you know. And then how much did your spirit get stolen? You know, actually, probably each incarnation, when you leave here, you have less of you than what started off. But basically, you know, one little speck of spirit will energize the whole body. So they just put you back here again. They select a body for you, and you probably do it with them, and you get stuck in your soul family. And, you know, the whole process starts from the get-go. You're reincarnated by do that. It's not a choice. You have to do that. So that's the way it is.
Did most of us humans, Ron, that are here on Earth now or people listening, have different and therefore better experiences before we chose to come to Earth?
I'm sure everything would be better, yeah. You know, somehow, you know, this place is a prison planet, not only for humans, but for aliens, too, we're finding out. That's why the aliens are leaving that have been held captive here. So, and who knows what they did in the process before they got held captive. Now, they were doing something. Maybe they were preying on humans, but now the aliens above them are doing the same thing to them. So it's not that these are good aliens, typically. It's just, unless they were like a crash victim, maybe a ship crashed here or something, but they were here for a reason. Whatever that reason would be, and typically it's probably, you know, I would say to connect with humans some way, or maybe to take over a body or whatever, but regardless, you know, if they are in their physical form, then they're doing something here that may not be too good. But regardless, you know, the aliens that are over them, and there's always somebody controlling somebody, and so whoever is controlling them put them into, you know, the same thing that's happening to us, probably even worse. So anyway, I think our bodies are a little more special than the alien bodies for some reason. So they probably are going through much worse torture and stuff than we are. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Torture is torture. So I'm not saying that you know, it's better, you know, that we're, you know, we need to have more compassion for us. You know, still, if it looks at it, nobody wants to be tortured. So they have a way to get out of here now. So hopefully, you know, you're going to feel better. Maybe the energy is changing around you. You should feel more peace because you could be walking through timelines where, you know, you're walking through prison cells or torture chambers or whatever it would be, not realizing it because there are film strips, you know, that they're lit up on, right? Their movie could be, you know, involved with yours. You know, it's like, you know, you're sitting out listening to me, more than likely, and could you be involved, you know, by sitting there? Could you be somewhere else on another timeline, you know? And, you know, living or being involved with aliens because you're stuck there. So that's the whole process is what's going on. And, you know, the aliens should not be here at all messing with people. So, you know, you might think, well, justice is there, you know. They got their karma. But still, it's still not good, however you look at it. So back to you, Ann. Maybe we should go to the light ship, huh?
Yes, and thank you, Ron. And before we do, we already had a couple of people, because I know you're always accepting of requests for rooms. So we'll, you know, if you go ahead and put some more room requests on, and I'll let Ron know what those are. But I wanted to ask you something. In the beginning of the show, someone said, can we please do the mind-to-heart drop? And if you're listening for the first time or aren't familiar, that's a wonderful way to just lose your thoughts and get into your, stop thinking and causing problems for yourself and get into your heart center. And Ron does that often. And I usually leave it for the end of the show when I request that or someone does. So, but my question for you, Ron, is would that be helpful for us before we go to the light ship? If you do that mind to heart drop, might we all have a kind of more aware experience and, you know, possibly even see or feel more that's going on when we visit the light ship?
No. I doubt if it would, because once you're in the light ship, that energy of judgment is taken away from you.
Okay.
So you're already there.
Okay. Terrific. And then, again, in case there are people that are new or haven't experienced this before, you want to request one physical healing to work on tonight while we take this visit to the light ship. And Ron takes us there. And you go ahead, Ron, talk about the fact that it only works on the show and everything, because you say that so perfectly.
It only works live. That's why we call it Live on the Light Ship. Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. So here we go. You bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. We'll be there for probably maybe 5 minutes. And we have some requests here. So we're going to first bring in, before we go, the Star Bethlehem. And this is a very nice, peaceful energy. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So let's go to the light ship. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we're there. And can I go into a room where they can help to work with us to receive and retrieve some body parts that could be out in the beyond, though? This is what we do on the 8-hour calls that we have. So I want you all to focus on something that might be a problem to you. Typically, it could be something like maybe you have an earache, or maybe your tooth is hurting. Maybe you always look at one of your hands or one of your fingers. This doesn't sound like it belongs to you, because it could be a cloned finger. You don't really know that, but this doesn't look like it's the right one. Okay? So here we go. And for the new-time listeners, this may be a little far out for you, but remember, you do have cloned body parts at times. So we're going to bring back, look for that part, and at least make it into light again. If we can't find it, we'll just terminate the energy and make you a new finger. So here we go. And we'll get some comments on the fast chat, I hope. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and just see how that body part is doing. And let's go into the centrifuge room. This will really help to eliminate some addictions that we may have, or situations, concerns. So here we go. 1, the room is spinning. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And going into the rainforest room. So here comes this energy, and you want to request one particular healing. So here comes the energy, stronger, 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 and stronger. And most of you probably realize that your healings take place according to your faith. So how much faith do you have in judgment? You know, your ancestors gave you the judgment, which is causing your problems. Have you cleaned away the judgment? So that's what we do on the clearings that we do for Whole Life Time One, is get rid of the judgment to allow you to have a healing. So if you're wondering why nothing is happening to you, that's the reason you're still contaminated. On the light ship, you are fixed. But when you come back here, the densities, the judgments from these energetic bodies that's in place around your physical body when they get reattached here, because they don't go to the light ship, you know, these things that cause your problems, then they get reattached, and that can take away your healing. So next room here, we're going to the elephant room. And here comes the elephant. So again, request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another room we're going into, a request for the whale room. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's see. Let's go into the room that has the purple light. This is pretty a nice room here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into two more rooms. We'll go into the deer room, and we'll see what kind of request comes up next here. So I'm going to do the deers. And here they come. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And you're still in all the previous rooms, so you can still request healing from the light beings that take a form that we can recognize to help us heal. Otherwise, it'd be invisible. And then we'll go into the room that has the butterflies. So here we go, butterfly room. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And any other requests, Sam, before we come back?
Let me see. Oh, I think one more would be nice. You did deer. How about the dolphins? That always feels really good.
Oh, the dolphin room. Here we go. So different color dolphins. So let's look at the green dolphin. Haven't had those come in for a long, long time. So here's the green dolphin. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So we'll come back on the light ship and bringing with us our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants we brought up. And coming back down, and you're going to feel the energy shift. So here we go. Coming down. So I'll just count from 5 backwards. So 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we're here now. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you so much, Ron. And if you experienced, you know, a good feeling, and your healing may not be instantaneous if you, whatever you requested to be worked on tonight, but if you did feel good, which I can't imagine you didn't feel good doing that, please look into going on our September calls, because it's just fabulous to spend a whole 8 hours on Creation Lightship. And I need to always say that because it means so much in my life. I'm not trying to sell something, and it's not about, you know, making more money or anything, but just it just will change your life, and it's so important, and it's so valuable. We have a lot of, you know, of course, always, Ron, positive feedback on the Fast Chat. But also an interesting question about kind of, I mean, of course, still related to healings and what we were talking about before. Someone asked, are we even supposed to have DNA? And when you were talking about our being created and what planet we go to, et cetera, I feel like we were, and you, I want you to talk about this, but I feel like we were created pretty perfect from creation, not if not pretty. We were created to be perfect from creation lightship, and then we've been kind of messed with and changed, and one of the things that happened was we had DNA added to our bodies. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, that's basically correct. Yeah, so it's genetic engineering by the aliens. And initially your body was probably very pure, you know, without anything to attach to it, no memory from the past. And as they brought in mind energy and people switched over from source energy in their heart to mind energy, then that sort of corrupt the body. You know, that happened, your body is held captive here. So that's kind of what they did. I'm sure, you know, if we could go back in time before they, you know, brought in the original timeline that they wanted us to be on, you probably had people out of time. And then you had other people who wanted to have a judgment experience, and then they went on to the timelines. So you had source energy out of time, and nothing would affect anything because you're not thinking. And everything is peaceful and everything's perfect. And then you wanted to judge, so maybe not you, but maybe your friends did. And they started judging, and all of a sudden, they're now on timelines experiencing stuff that you would not experience. Because everything that you saw was perfect. They wanted to judge it. So they judged the light, got on the timelines, and that's probably how it basically started. And from there, you know, as you look at it, so right now, where society is, everybody's judging. And that's people, you know, are always attempting to try to think their way out of something, but actually the thoughts will contaminate you more as you keep thinking about a situation, then you're on more of a timeline. So you can bring more timelines to you. That's why you really don't want to think too much. Just kind of go with the flow and understand that, you know, as you're being more in the moment, things probably will not affect you. You still have to live life here. I'm not saying that, you know, when you're in the moment, you don't pay bills or anything. You still have to, but, you know, you're going to be much better off. So most people are held captive here, and that's what the timelines are doing. So you're imprisoned by the timelines, and that's the problem. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Well, our culture honors the life of the mind. You know, and you're thought of as, you know, well, what have you done lately, and, you know, what are you creating mentally, and that seems to be what's honored here, and then that's shooting yourself in the foot, isn't it, to go off in that direction. Someone wrote in, you know, DNA is causing the aging process. Wow, that's deep. Somebody said green dolphins, very vibrant and playful on Creation Lightship. And it went away already, but someone was saying that their knee, I believe it was hurting them, and now it feels better, Ron. So that's amazing for the an actual release of pain to happen so quickly for somebody, because sometimes it takes a little while, right, Ron?
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh.
I know you've said before when you first do some of the healings or you do them for other people, it might take 3 days, right, to kind of notice that there's an actual change has happened in the body.
Well, that's for absentee people or people that are doing it remotely. The light always works instantly, and it depends on what your body needs. So, you know, as you do a clearing, as you go through the years on a clearing, those years are cleared instantly, so there's no time delay because you're not in time. But when the lightship works with somebody on an absentee basis, then they don't change the reality instantly. It just gets taken away slowly, and it takes about 3 days normally. So that's kind of the way that works. But all the clearings are instant. Once you have it, just like when I do the clearings here, you know, you're not waiting. If you think you're waiting for something to happen, it's already done. So don't think that you're going to see a result in a week or so from what happened now. Sometimes people's bodies might need a while to process. So for that's up to the body. The healing is completed. So it's done instantly. That's why sometimes I'll snap my fingers to show people how quick healings work. So that's what we do.
Great.
And most of those monitors won't accept me snapping a finger. They won't know what I'm doing. They'll look at myself snapping and wonder what the heck I'm doing as I'm doing a clearing. They kind of analyze what kind of energy I'm doing as I'm snapping. Each on my finger or something, but just to command the energy, and once it snaps, it's over. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, wow, thank you so much. And, you know, it's hard to believe we had quite a few emails today. And in clsquestions@yahoo.com, please keep sending your questions and requests to that website. We did not get to several of them that we were planning to discuss tonight. Let me just, I'm just checking if there's one that might be a quick one. We'll save that for a Friday night. It's about ET parasites and ET energies. That's kind of negative. And we're getting ready to close right now. Can you just, even though you have one quick thing, someone talked about when they're running healings, and you've said this so many times, but I think it's worth saying again. When we're running a healing, we need the picture of the light being to be up on the screen. I understand that, but we can also run many healings at one time, which means there'll be light beings behind other light beings, but all of those healings are working. Now, to just make this very clear, if then we're running a healing, but then we have to check our email or a message comes in, while we have something in front of the light being on our screen, does the healing necessarily stop, Ron?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
It does. Okay. So we have to have that picture up looking at us, or we can actually not be right in front of the computer, correct?
Yep.
We could be walking around the house, but we need the picture of the light being on the screen.
Yes, that is correct. As long as the light being is up and, you know, it's in your room, in your house, that's fine.
And if you have one... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, some people like just to make sure they'll put a picture of themselves that they already have set up, and they need to go outside. They'll put the picture facing the light beam. And I've had people even comment that their picture actually changed as they looked at their picture. They used to have wrinkles, and the wrinkles went away or something, you know, on that picture. So that does happen, but you need to have that up. And, you know, I will caution people not to do too much. Remember, the light beams will bring the energy into your body to help heal you, taking away your stuff. But some people are more sensitive than others, and some people may have their body get tired as it's processing the energy. So, you know, if you talk to maybe 20 different people who are doing the same clearing, some may say, oh, yeah, I can handle, you know, doing 20 of these at one time, no problem for me. Another person might say, I can only handle three. If I get more than three, then I get tired, and I have to go to sleep. So everybody's different. So just, and each clearing is different, too. So don't think that because you did one particular clearing and you did a lot of them that you can do another one and, you know, you can put the same amount of clearings up. So you have to be careful to see how your body's going to respond to it.
Right.
So, you know, and initially I just tell people just to do one clearing at a time, but you can do... You know, maybe a couple. That's up to you. You know, don't come by what I'm telling you. That two's okay. Okay, because I'll always get back to the point that they're designed for one. But if you want to, you know, get this stuff done a little fast, you may want to do more. But everybody's body is different, so you need to understand that. And each clearing is different too. Some clearings you might be able to do 20 at one time. Or to change the timer so it's quicker. And you may be used to doing that. You put another clearing up, different clearing, you go, well, you know, this one takes 15 minutes to do, but, you know, I'm going to try to put the timer maybe at 1 minute. And all of a sudden, within a half an hour, you're doing this here, and you get really, really tired. Well, it's because your body's responding that way to you. It's not that the clearing is going to do something to harm you. Just that you got to realize that your body is getting overly, sensitive or zapped or whatever as you're releasing stuff. You are releasing. You're detoxing. So these clearings are like a detox, all of them, getting rid of your stuff, removing your stuff. And so how easy is it for you to do that detox? And what clearing are you doing? So you can't really ask me for anybody to say, gee, Ron, you know, how many can I put up at once? I can't tell you that. You just try it yourself and just be aware that maybe you might do a clearing and you feel great. And then the next day you don't wake up and you're late to work because your body was processing it. It's not the clearing's fault because you're late to work, you know, because you're overslept. It's because your body went through a process. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, but unfortunately, our show is pretty much over. I just want to remind everyone that the next BBS radio show will be this coming Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we still have some questions we didn't get to. But we are reading them all, and we will get to them. And this was a fabulous show, Ron. I want to thank you so much. And that's it, I guess. I'll say goodnight. And anything you want to say, Ron?
Nope, we'll just close tonight. So thank you, everybody. And our next BBS program is on Monday. And we have another radio program also Monday after the BBS show, too. So you can check that one out, too. We have a new time slot for the other program. So we have two shows, and they're back-to-back. So thank you, everybody.
That information will be on creationlightship.com. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Blessings.